Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
If you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. Now, I will give you my personal routine. I get up early, and as a normal routine in my house, I get up, I get put on my exercise clothes, and I go to bed. I haven't used an alarm clock in so many years. I don't remember, but I go to bed at night. I say, Lord, with your help, I'll get up in the morning, and I will be on that treadmill at 7:30. And most of the time, I'll wake up somewhere around 6:15, and I'll just lay there and pray in the Spirit a little while, and then get up. And here's my routine. I get dressed for the treadmill, and I'm standing there in front of my mirror in my bathroom. And I have my supplements, 1,000-milligram capsule of vitamin C in my hand. These are just a few supplements, which are actually a detox little cocktail. And I put my vitamin C in there, 1,000 milligrams. Oh, Father, thank you. I want to thank you that you said through the prophet Isaiah that you bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. And they did esteem you stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, but you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our shalom, which is translated tranquility, prosperity, the Hebrew word shalom. It's translated healing. It's translated nothing missing, nothing broken.
Amen.
For me and for Gloria. Glory to God. And I receive that. And then, Lord, thank God many years later at Peter's house. That was fulfilled. Right after synagogue. Amen. And let's read it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Oh, glory to God. And then I'm standing there, and by this time I'm thrilled and happy, ready to get on that treadmill. And right then I say, oh, but Jesus, that was at Peter's house. And She had a great fever. Flu? Whatever it was, see, this woman was sick.
Right.
Very sick.
Yes.
Great fever.
Right.
I don't know. Typhoid? I don't know.
Whatever.
But she had a great fever. Right. And that's listed under the curse of the law. Right. Fever.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He spoke to it and touched her hand. She got up and said, "Well, okay, you folks hungry? Sit down, let's eat." And the people rushed up around his house, and Peter saw it all. He was there. They rushed up around his house, and he healed. He laid hands on everybody that needed, and he cast the devil out of everybody that needed. And healed his mother-in-law. I need to know her name. And then later, this is all still part of my routine. And then later, Peter's remembering all that. He's remembering what happened there. He's remembering the cross. He's remembering the empty tomb. He's remembering all of that. He's remembering he went back fishing again, and he saw the master out there on the shore. Terry, I've always wondered where he got those fish that he'd already cooked.
Really, I've wondered that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I can tell you I got him with his faith. They obeyed him before and they obeyed him then. Now that would have been worth seeing. We get to heaven, all of this is archived. We get to see all this. And we get to see him standing out there just praying, and the little fish just swam up on the... They just swam up there on the beach and just laid there and said, "Me, Master, I didn't get in the first boat. I want to go.
Jesus. Glory to God.
They just swam up there and just flopped over sideways.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he's so good. Glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Mark chapter 1, the 30th verse, and we'll take another look at this. Each one of them have recorded it and a little bit differently and add different things to it. Verse 27, and they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now there we have some more information. Peter, James, and John, the top three. Now, John, the apostle of love. Well, this speaks well for Mr. Zebedee. This was John Zebedee and James Zebedee. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. They were the sons of thunder.
Oh, yes.
But they became the men of love. Oh. They became a healing team. They became a deliverance team. They became a vision team. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and immediately they tell him of her, and he came and took her by the hand, lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. And at evening the sun did set. They brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of different diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Wow. What a man. And he's my Lord. Oh, and he's your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Luke 4:38. Now, this is after he preached that mighty sermon in Nazareth. Verse 33, in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold your peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. They were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. He stood over her. Now, this is what the other two accounts didn't say. He rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she got up. Immediately. I like immediates. I like suddenlies. And we're having some suddenlies and some immediates in here this morning. Glory to God. It's already taking place. Check yourself out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, this is healing school. This is miracle school. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Immediately, say immediately. Immediately the fever left. Immediately the fever left. Yes, I will, Lord. Now, I'm going to clear something up for you. Been a lot said about this. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy. I've been guilty of just starting in on a scripture and try to explain it and didn't read the chapter before it. A lot of explanation. Oh, why did it say that? How come? It would have been good should we have read the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28 says, and it shall come to pass. Well, now, you don't start just saying something, and it shall come to pass. You don't start there. That's like, there was a comedian that, now, there's a whole lot of you in here that are not even old enough to know who Johnny Carson was, much less watch the program. But there are those of us that did. And this little guy was hilarious. And he, you know, he dressed crazy and all that. And so he came in there and I thought, hey, this guy must have gotten this from the Bible. And he came in and just sat down, this big smile on his face, and said, however, where do you go from there? Yeah. Well, that's like coming to a verse that starts, however, a new chapter that starts, however. Mm-hmm. However what? Well, read the other chapter before that. None of these were written in chapter and verse. Right, 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 right. The numbers were added in there for reference sake.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And another time, the same guy, and you know, you never knew what this guy's going to say. And he sat down there and he said, therefore, now you know this guy's been reading the Bible because it, you know, that sounds like King James, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Therefore, Brother Hagin said, when you find therefore, stop and see what it's there for.
Yes.
Let's go to the 27th chapter. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Now remember, these people knew nothing about the covenant. They're all new. They came out of Egypt. They've been captured in there and know so little. So, it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan into the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them the plaster. And so forth and so on, in that bottom of that third verse, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, therefore it shall be when you've gone over Jordan, and so forth. Build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt lift up any iron tool upon them, and you'll build an altar of the Lord, and the whole stones, and offer burnt offerings, and so forth and so on. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shall eat there and rejoice. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day that thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Today, you're entering into covenant relationship today with God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you're come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Joseph, and Benjamin, these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. He divided them up by tribes, and one side stood on one side, and one side stood on the other. Now, God wasn't cursing these people. He was not cursing anybody. He is doing an illustrated message. Half of the tribe of Israel was on one mountain, the other half on the other, and they were shouting back and forth. It was communion reading. Some churches still do this, particularly the Methodist Church. Yeah, we did that. And it was good, man.
Yeah, it was good.
And the pastor says something and you respond.
That's right.
We did that in the Baptist church. I was too young to know what they were doing, but it was good. We read this and they read that, and we read this and they read that. And one of them said, you break that and God will curse you. And the other one said, yeah, but you do this and he'll bless you. All you had to do was read the 27th chapter and it explained the 28th. It was an illustration of the covenant of God, who is a good God. And he's illustrating to them where they could hear it and see it.
And it was huge because there was a lot of people out there shouting back and forth across that valley. Do you know that was impressive? And they're hearing it and seeing it. Oh, I get it. I don't want to, I want to keep this, I want to keep his commandments because these curses come on me if I don't. I get it. Yeehaw. I get it. And there it was. It'll come to pass if you will not, it will come to pass if you will not hearken. This is Moses. It'll come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes that command thee this day. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. And one of them says, you'll be cursed in the city. Oh, you'll be cursed in the field. Oh, back and forth. Verse 22, the Lord will smite you with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation, with a strong burning and with a sword and blasting mildew, and they'll pursue you until you perish. There's your flu shot right there. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to bring that to the forefront so that you understand where that came from. And that's where a lot of bad preaching came from. Well, now, see there, God will smite you with the fever and he'll strike you in the legs. I sat in a congregation one time and I actually heard a man that I knew stand in that pulpit and say, he'll break your leg just to get to heal it and prove something to you. I wouldn't serve a God to do that. That's child abuse. He's not out to break anybody's leg. Ever. I'm his child and he doesn't abuse me. I've abused me, but I'm unabused now. And my weight's where it's supposed to be. Isn't that wonderful? That's kind of magical, isn't it? No, it's what he's trying to get me to do in the first place. Amen. And I've been well and strong. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
There's nothing greater than God's love and forgiveness to bring his presence, anointing, and miracles into your life. Love is the ultimate plan for the release of God's power to change everything. The Miraculous Love Package will help you learn of God's love and experience his miracles every day. It will transform your circumstances, relationships, and future. Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, a book by Kenneth Copeland, shows you how much God loves you. Learn what to do to go deeper into your relationship with him. Allow God's love to flow in and through you to meet every need. Step into a new realm of God's presence and experience the miraculous. The Force of Forgiveness, a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, shows you why forgiveness is essential to a faith-filled life and answered prayers. Become an agent of God's love, forgiveness, and miracles, and change the world around you. Order your free copy of the Miraculous Love Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God is good, and he has called you to share his love and goodness with those around you. Discover a brand new miraculous life of love. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This week, our free product offer is the Miraculous Love Package. It's a book and an audio teaching. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to sow these into your life because they want you to be blessed. It's because they know that the love of God is a way of life, and that knowing God's love is knowing His goodness, because God is love. In these teachings, Brother Copeland tells you why love must be the center of your thinking. And when you walk in love, what are you doing? You're releasing God's power into whatever situation you're in the middle of. And the more you walk in the love of God, the more God can do, and the more He can trust you to fulfill His will. And as you read this book and listen to this teaching, you'll begin to see how the abundance you receive in this life is determined by how you respond in love. So to request your free package, go to kcm.org. And then listen, it's finally here. The Detroit Victory Campaign starts tonight at Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle will be there preaching the word for this 3-day event, May 27th through the 29th. What an opportunity to put God first, to seek Him with your whole heart. And this will be a time of refreshing and rest as we come together around the Word of God to hear the Word of God. And in a spirit, in an atmosphere like this, charged with faith, you step into something like this and you walk out believing nothing is impossible. So whether you're joining us in person or watching online, I encourage you, stir up your faith and expect to receive answers and direction from God. For all the ways to watch and for more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. And if you need somebody to pray with you, I want to let you know that KCM has a prayer line that you can call. They have prayer ministers who are licensed and trained in the Word of God who will pray in faith with you. And we encourage you to take hold of God's promises by faith. Believe Him for your breakthrough. Amen. Call us. Let us pray with you today. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.